I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a day on Grant and Danny. Kick off your future with the law firm of Kundori & Murad. They are the official show sponsor. They're going to help protect your assets, update your will and trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of their Fairfax-based attorneys. Visit kmlawyers.com. Mention the show to get a discount, kmlawyers.com. I'm trying to remember trades in the offseason that Rivera and the Martys ever made. Kyle Allen, when they brought him in for like a fifth-round pick, I remember that. Quentin Dunbar, I think, got traded for like a four or something when they were unhappy with him. Trent Williams was during the draft. Very, very rare that they would even play the trade game, which is what happened today. If you're just joining us, Sam Howell has been traded to the Seattle Seahawks in a pick swap. Washington gave up their fourth and sixth round picks to pick up third and fifth round picks. So basically, they give Seattle Howell, who's likely to be their number two QB, to start the year. And then the Commanders, as a result, move up 24 and 27 spots with the two picks that were swapped. Which, if you look at the Jimmy Johnson trade chart, suggests that the Seahawks traded basically a late three or an early four for Sam Howell, which seems fairly crazy. But for more information on what Seattle's thinking and how this all came about, let's talk to someone who covers the Seahawks, Corbin Smith. In fact, we booked Corbin to talk about Bobby Wagner earlier today. We had no idea that we would have a lot more to talk about with him. Corbin, thank you for the time. How are you?
I'm good. I guess I would say that this is not a trade that surprises me. I'm not one to toot my own horn, but I literally, after the Desmond Ridder trade this morning, was floating the idea that I could very easily see Seattle trade for Sam Howell, and about an hour later, it happened. So,
what's the value you were thinking, though? Would you have assumed they gave a late third, early fourth up for him?
I assumed that it was probably going to be an early day three selection and maybe a late day three selection to get him, just because I felt like the Commanders are not in a position where they have a ton of leverage in that regard, because you have a top five pick. Everybody knows that you're probably going to be drafting a quarterback there, maybe a third round selection. So this ended up being about what I was anticipating. It just was in a different structure with it being a pick swap. And from Seattle's perspective, they're not dropping down that far from that second, third round selection that they have, and they're going to be picking early in the fourth. And so for John Schneider, it was well worth it for a quarterback who, this is the words I heard from a team source at the Combine 2 years ago, he was smitten by Sam Howell. He has liked him since he was at North Carolina, so he has been on the radar. I'm not surprised at all this move was made.
Wow. So it sounds like, analytically, forget what you've heard, but just from your opinion, it's not surprising, but also you don't mind the trade. You don't think they gave up too much.
I don't know, because, Geno Smith has 2 years left in his contract, but next year they're going to be able to have an easy out if they feel like Sam Howell's the guy. And if not, this is not going to deter them from drafting a quarterback. They get 2 years of roster control with a super cheap contract to be able to evaluate this kid, and they've got a lot of tape. And one of his best games last year was against the Seahawks in Seattle, and he showed off his arm strength on a number of plays. So I think the Seahawks are looking at this, hey, this kid's got the traits. Yes, he threw a lot of interceptions last year. Yes, he holds onto the ball too long, quite a bit. But these are things we can improve upon. And in college, he had a very low turnover rate. So I think John Schneider's just looking at this, hey, I wanted this kid 2 years ago. We didn't pull the trigger to draft him. Now I get a chance to get him, just giving up a third-round pick. I'm not going to be able to trade up to get one of the other guys in this draft. This, in his opinion, is the best value for him.
How good do you think they think he is from your sources with the team?
Oh, I believe they think that he can be a high-level starter. That's the vibe that I got at the Combine a couple years ago. But the reason that John Schneider did not draft him, I was told they were considering him as early as the third round. But they didn't make a move there because Drew Locke had just come over in the Russell Wilson trade, and he was only 25 years old. So Schneider publicly said, this is a guy that we think would have been one of the first quarterbacks off the board early in the first round if he was in this year's draft. So I think that they viewed it as, we kind of had a pseudo draft pick at the quarterback position anyway. And this is before Geno Smith beat him out for the starting job. So there were some reasons behind why they ended up going with other positions, but he was certainly high on their draft board. So this is a guy that has a lot of traits that John Schneider likes. There's obviously some issues that he showed this last season in Washington, but he's 23 years old. So the Seahawks have nothing to lose here. They're going to roll the dice and see if this guy maybe can compete with Geno Smith.
So Schefter tweeted, and Corbin Smith, who covers the Seahawks, is with us on Grant and Danny. When Schefter broke this news today, he tweeted, competition begins in Seattle, or whatever his little tag at the end was. And he came back and said that Howell will get a chance to compete with Geno. Do you buy that?
Yes, absolutely, 110%. I think Geno is going to obviously have the edge there because he's been pretty good the last 2 years. But this is about upside. It's about the future. A lot of the moves the Seahawks have made this offseason suggest to me they're thinking about 2025. Not that they're going to be canning this season. They're not going to tank. John Schneider does not believe in that. But they are trying to make moves to set themselves up for 2025. This is when we are hoping that we are back in contention in the NFC. And if they can get a young quarterback that they can develop, they feel is that future guy, they're going to give that player every opportunity to try to compete. So I definitely think that this is going to be an open competition. Some might not agree with that, but I mean, nothing that has been said by new coach Mike McDonald suggests that Geno is going to absolutely be the starter. He has not been committal on that. And this move is further suggesting, hey, I want to see these guys compete against each other. I'm a new coach. We don't have any reason to, just give Geno Smith the job. Let's see what we have in this kid.
It's just hard for me to imagine. I'm a long ways from Seattle right now. But Geno, $26 million against the cap. Hal, $1 million against the cap. Normally, that tells the story.
It does, but I think in the Seahawks' perspective, if they feel like Sam Howell's the better player, then, I'm just curious to see how much not having Pete Carroll on the staff impacts things as well, because Pete Carroll was maybe the biggest advocate for Geno Smith. And I think John Schneider has wanted his own young quarterback for a really long time. And I don't know that Pete Carroll was the one that ended up making it that did not happen. They've drafted two quarterbacks in 14 years. That just is something John Schneider doesn't appreciate, and the opportunity to bring in a guy that he would have loved to draft 2 years ago. I think this is the chance. He gets to run full personnel now. He wants to see if he can find that quarterback that he believes can be the long-term guy.
We're talking with Corbin Smith. You can check him out at Corbin Smith NFL, reporter for the Seahawks, covering that team out in the Pacific Northwest. All right, let's pivot from Hal for a second. Again, not even the reason originally we thought we were having you on the show, but Bobby Wagner signed with the Commanders yesterday, and fans are very excited about a future Hall of Famer who's got a lot of game left. He played 98% of the snaps last season, most defensive snaps for a player pretty much in the NFL, I believe, and was number one with 183 tackles. How good was he last year?
He was still really good defending the run and as a blitzer. His game has evolved. It has changed as he's gotten older. And the one thing that you're not going to see from him when he was younger, when he was in his mid to late 20s, there was not a linebacker in the NFL that was better at coverage, the ability to be able to drop back and cover receivers, tight ends, running backs. He has some schematic limitations. at this point in his career. And I think that's the biggest reason that he's not coming back to Seattle. You get a new coach in Mike McDonald who prefers really athletic linebackers like he had in Baltimore. And that's just not necessarily what Bobby Wagner is anymore. When it comes to getting downhill, he still has plus athleticism, but side-to-side movement, zone stuff. He's not terrible in coverage, but he's just not the player, not close to the player that he used to be. So there may be some schematic stuff that Washington and Dan Quinn are going to have to work through to maximize him, but he's still an outstanding run defender. And if you blitz him, he's as efficient as any linebacker in the NFL getting after quarterbacks. And if you have the right calls in coverage, he can still do some things in that regard. You just can't expect that he's going to cover large areas of the field at this point in his career.
Yeah, I remember one particular play where I think it was Gibson torched him for a touchdown out there last year in a game where he was overall really good. I mean, he was the number two run-stopping linebacker in the NFL last season via PFF, number two in their stat that they use stops, you know, which at the linebacker position means he's getting downhill to the line of scrimmage. What about
the average depth of tackle was also in the top 10, which a lot of Seahawks fans wrongly were like, well, all he does is make tackles 10 yards downfield. No, that's not at all what the statistics and the film suggest. So he is still a very good run defender.
That's good to hear. What about the stuff that I really like about the move? You know, just him being an alpha and a leader in the locker room and a dog you bring in here and you teach up some of the young guys, Jamin Davis, Frankie Louvu, and otherwise. I mean, is he still a willing kind of like guy, the sheriff in the locker room type?
He is the best man that I have worked with in my 7 years covering the Seattle Seahawks, easily. He is nothing but class. He is going to take guys under his wing. The one thing is, if you've got rookie linebackers, he's going to call him rookie. He's not going to call him by their names. You've got to earn that right to have him call you by his name. But he is absolutely a phenomenal leader. He is a guy that players all across the locker room look up to. He leads by example. He can be vocal when he needs to be. And then he's just an incredible dude off the field. This guy was a Walter Payton Man of the Year Award nominee this year. I believe he should be every year until he wins it. I mean, the guy just does an incredible amount of stuff off the field. So in terms of human being, you are getting a Hall of Fame human being to go with a Hall of Fame player.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's going to be 34 in season, and that's really the one major question mark, even though it's a one-year deal, which is why I think worst-case scenario. Like, let's say he falls off, so what? He was here for a year, he impacted the locker room positively, and you move on. But is he one of these guys? We had London Fletcher here in D.C. where they signed him at 32 and ended up staying here for several years and played until he was almost 40. How do we know if Bobby Wagner's one of those guys that could age that well?
Well, because look at the numbers last year. He was still a second-team All-Pro. I just don't anticipate that he's going to go to Washington, especially in a scheme he'll be familiar with and playing for Ken Norton Jr. again. I just cannot foresee that he's suddenly going to be a player that's a major hindrance for your defense. In fact, again, the coverage stuff, you're going to have to work around to that with him because he does have some athletic limitations at this point. But Dan Quinn's a really smart defensive coach. He's going to know how to maximize him. He has shown no signs of slowing down in the other areas of his game. So I expect he's still going to be one of those guys that's an every down linebacker. They're going to find ways to try to make that work. I could see him play at a high level for another 2 or 3 years. He's got that kind of talent still. It just boils down to he's not going to be a guy that you can just throw out there and just do whatever you want at linebacker with him. You are going to have to be adaptable, trying to maximize on his strength at this stage of his career.
Corbin, thank you. Excellent information. Really insightful. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. Corbin Smith covers the Seahawks in the Pacific Northwest for SI out there. Particularly good intel on why they're so high on Sam Howell. Sounds like they loved him coming out in the draft 2 years ago. Said that GM John Schneider was smitten with him, that they looked at him in the third round, wanted to draft him there, but didn't pull the trigger. And maybe the way he's discussing this, if his sources are right, I mean, Geno is Pete's guy, and I'm saying they move on from Geno Smith midway through the year or second half of the season. His suggestion is maybe they actually do have an open competition. And Schefter wasn't blowing smoke. I just don't believe that based on the financials and nothing else. Geno makes 26 times what Sam Howell does. I just can't see him being a backup after you had the choice to get out of the deal and pay some dead money and move on. And they doubled down and said, no, we'll keep you. We'll pay you $26 million this year so that you could trade for Sam Howell and start him for $1 million this coming season. I don't know if I see that. But at least that's a Seattle perspective as to why maybe they were more willing to trade for him and give up what they did, which is effectively a late third, early fourth round pick. And he's not surprised. He thinks they really, really, really like Hal. But here in Washington, D.C., not Washington State, the Commanders added a third round pick, added a fifth round pick, giving up a 4 and a 6. So the collection of picks now, oh, it's so sexy to look at. Just lovely. They are on the clock at number 2. They are on the clock at number 36. They have the Bears pick at number 40. They have their own pick at 67 and Seattle's pick at 78 in round 3. That's 5 picks in the top 78. Then they get the comp pick from San Francisco in the Chase Young deal at 100. 6 picks in the top 100 for your Washington Commanders. If you're just getting out of the office, Sam Howell to the Seahawks. Washington getting pick swaps to go up 24 and 27 spots with 2 of their selections. Greg's in Fairfax. Greg, what do you make of the trade of Howell to Seattle?
Well, when I heard about this trade and the added draft capital, I wasn't thinking Caleb Williams. Let me tell you what an old Hogs fan was thinking. There are 6 or 7 great first-round tackles available this year. I don't think any of them are going to be available at 36 and 40. What do you think about the idea of packaging a couple picks, moving up and getting the guy who could be a foundational piece of the offensive line for the next decade or more?
Do not hate it. Don't hate it at all, honestly, which maybe will surprise people because I'm not a big trade-up guy. Let me get a quick swig of water here. I like trading back more than I like trading up. I like staying put and taking a player more than I like trading up. But depending on what you're suggesting, if you're suggesting like 40 and 78 to go up to, I'll throw a number out there, like 33 or something, or 27, maybe that's more like it, in the late 20s, because one of the tackles fell and you get the third best tackle in the country and you start him at left tackle, let's do it. You still got a chance to get your quarterback at 2. At 36, if you didn't go tackle there, which I think you would, maybe you added a tight end or a corner or you added a weapon. I think wide receiver at 36 or 40, people aren't talking about, actually makes a lot of sense. This wide receiver class is incredibly deep. I think adding a weapon, an explosive X opposite McLaurin, let him run some of those mid-breaking routes as a Z on the outside and then have Jahan Dotson kicked into the slot, have the 3 really talented wide receivers, including a new explosive guy who could take the lid off with speed. Then you have Eckler out of the backfield, Ertz, and maybe a tight end you take in the mid-rounds with John Bates. If Cole Turner's still here, there's weapons at this point to help your kid quarterback. So I think all those things are on the table. That's the beauty of the 16 free agents that they've signed right now, is that you've taken needs and you've made more wants. You don't have to do things. You get to do things in the draft, meaning I don't have to take an edge. I could take one if I want to. I don't have to take a linebacker. I've signed three defensive ends. I've signed three linebackers. I don't have to take a tight end because I went and got Ertz, but I'd like to. So that's where they've changed this. But, yeah, to your point, I mean, the folks are going to say, well, now they have a better chance to trade up for Caleb Williams. Do they? If you want to trade up for Caleb Williams, you're giving up a boatload of picks this year, next year, and beyond. You're giving up future ones out the wazoo and some twos. You're throwing in crazy amounts of compensation, in my opinion. Because you went up 24 and 27 spots doesn't make that more likely. Better ammunition. You know, maybe it's a hair more possible. But to add to the chances of going getting Caleb Williams, they got to add actual picks. Because either you give those to Chicago to go get them, or you have those picks that you're adding for when you give up the picks you currently have. So I think you need quantity more so than just a little better quality in two of the spots where you're on the clock to go get Caleb Williams. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. What's up, buddy?
What's up, guys? You know, it happened again.
It
did.
The
last caller stole my idea.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Danny being out when huge news breaks.
Oh, well, that's his, you know, you can count on that. You can set your watch to it.
Right. Poor guy.
Something major breaking news will only occur if Danny is out sick.
They traded their starting quarterback.
Right. And signed a Hall of Famer, a linebacker, and,
yes,
you know, just whatever. I mean, I think maybe tomorrow the Tom Brady will come out of retirement and sign with the Commanders.
Awesome.
So, by the way, really quick, I got to dig Ryan. Ryan, live your life, buddy. Put some toppings on that pizza, okay? Listen, so, okay, I'll pivot. I think what if they don't trade up, which, by the way, I love the idea of packaging those picks and moving back into the first round or the very beginning of the second round to get a tackle. But let's say that doesn't happen. Having extra picks in the second and third rounds means you can be a little bit more aggressive with your selections. Like, you can overdraft a guy. Let's say they fall in love with Jadeveon Sanders and he's projected at like 50, but they're not going to have another pick until 76. Well, you've got multiple picks. Who cares where he gets drafted if he turns out being a star? You know,
yeah,
and the same
fair.
Thing could be said for a wide receiver like, you know, Devontae Walker or somebody else. Like, if they fall in love with a guy, having more quantity of picks means you can be a little bit more aggressive and not worry about overdrafting somebody.
The only thing about trading up for a tackle, as I'm thinking about this, I just don't know the way the board's supposed to fall right now if there's going to be a tackle going in late first. Like, we know Alt Notre Dame, Fashanu Penn State, and Fuaga, Oregon State, are probably the best left tackles in the country. Fuaga's in that, you know, range maybe where I guess it's possible he could fall into, like, you're trading up into the late first to get him mode. But for the most part, you know that Alt and Fashanu are early lottery picks, and they're going way off the board early. The rest of the guys are probably going to be in the range at 36. I guess you could package something and move up 3, 4, 5, 6 spots into the very end of the first round just to make sure you get a guy so you don't get got like Rivera's group did last year where they were out of tackles and, you know, they had to take Emmanuel Forbes. Larry's in D.C. What's up, Larry?
Man, Dan, I know you're missing your partner in shine. I ain't going to say crime because y'all ain't doing no crime, but I'm going to say partner in shine, man.
Thanks, buddy.
But, I you know, I've been talking to you all season about us getting Caleb Williams. I think what they've been doing now in trading Sam Howell was the best move because the Bears have been talking about, you know, doing right by Justin Fields, but, you know, Washington actually did it. One quick thing, though, what you think about Trent Brown? If we can get Trent Brown, he's still out there, that'll be amazing and give us an A+. But I wouldn't be, just like that last guy said, I wouldn't be surprised in them making a trade, you know, maybe like an NBA trade, a couple teams and packaging and moving back with Chicago, getting that first pick and moving back. And, you know, because we see the Chargers are well over the cap.
Here's where I want to get a tackle, okay? Whether it's, you mentioned Trent Brown, Tyron Smith of the Cowboys, who's long in the tooth. Smith to me seems to make a lot more sense with what they're doing. They're signing older guys to shorter contracts. They're stop-gapping this thing for a year or two. They brought in very few players. They're going to be around for 3 or 4 or 5 years. I said earlier today, I don't know if you were listening, I think there's three guys they've signed that are going to be a starter in three seasons probably out of the 16, which is not to knock the class. I love what they've done. But they're keeping their flexibility. They are keeping their options open next year and beyond. They're going to have a lot of money going back off the books next year. So if you could get Tyron Smith for 1 or 2 years, I would love that. For the same reason I like all the other stuff that they've done that has opened up their draft. You don't have to get a tackle then. You probably want to get his replacement. You want to add someone maybe in round two at 36 or 40 that can play when he misses time, because he always misses time. When he plays, he's still pretty good. But he's going to not play 17 times. He's probably going to play 7 to 10 times. So the difference, though, between you have to get a left tackle. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You don't have a left tackle right now. And we've got Tyron Smith, who's going to be okay for us, but we'd like to have the guy that is learning from him and going to supplant him by next season. There's an astronomical difference. So, yeah, I still hope they sign a tackle. They're going to at least sign a swing tackle. You know, someone who can replace Cornelius Lucas as an example, whether that's Lucas or someone else. At minimum, they're going to do that before the draft. That guy would then be penciled in as the starter, I guess kind of like Marcus Mariota is penciled in as a starter right now. That'll change at number two overall. We had a really good show plan. We were going to do a bunch of stuff, and then Sam Howell got traded. And basically, we've been talking about that and getting your reaction to some of the biggest news of the offseason since. We should give away some tickets right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. Congrats. You're going to win two tickets to see Tom Papa at Warner Theater. It's the Good Stuff tour that's live. It's a special taping Saturday, June 15th at Warner Theater. We got two shows that night, 7 and 9:30. Tickets, more event information, thefandc.com/events, courtesy of Live Nation. Darius, you know the drill. This is a staple on this program. One of our lovers, one of our fallen worker bees, is no longer in D.C. He is moving on. The Howlers are sad. We've got to give him our treatment.
Slinging it to the end zone. Was it caught? Yes! McLaurin! Touchdown!
To goal. Howell over the middle. Caught and touchdown for Curtis Samuel.
I'm so tired.
Howell throwing. Touchdown, Washington! Justin Johnson! Howell. Loading one for the end zone, and catch made! It's a Washington touchdown, Terry McLaurin!
Second down and 10. Here's Howell going deep. Oh!
The end zone, and it's caught! Touchdown, Dotson!
What a throw, what a catch!
Howell, one last chance. End zone, touchdown! On their last breath, it's Jahan Dotson!
Third down and 10. Howell scanning the field, throwing over the middle. It's caught at the 15. De'Ami Brown, he'll take it to the house for the touchdown! From the 19 on first down, Howell with Mafe in his face, floats it to the sideline. Gibson with the catch. Gibson with a Washington touchdown.
Slinging Sammy, we will remember you. He is on to Seattle to play for the Seahawks. There were some gems in there. He was an Eagles killer. Couple of really strong performances against Philly at stretch. Philly at New England at Seattle, weeks 8 through 10. We'll always have that. Some masterpieces from Sam Howell. But Adam Peters makes the move. Washington moves up in the draft. Round 3, round 5 picks now instead of picking where they would have in rounds 4 and 6. Linnell's got a lot more coverage deep into the evening here on The Fan on the Sam Howell trade. Caps hockey in a little over 3 hours tonight. Thank you for listening. Back at it at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And I got to assume before 2 o'clock tomorrow, Adam Peters is going to have something else cooked up, because the guy just doesn't rest. I mean, they are not sleeping in Ashburn. It is nice to have a real general manager.
Thank you for coming.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.